Ready for the pledge?
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Orange County Board of Supervisors, June 21st, 2022. Start off, there's been an accident, there's been a collapse at the elevator in Yarmouth. There's, I believe there's about six big concrete bins there. So they were emptying them out. And they had a couple guys close by, and there's one person missing, one of those bins collapsed. So they've got fire departments from Minneapolis, from all over up there, and I think they're probably waiting on equipment, so I do not know any more than that. I'm gonna leave my phone here, so that somebody does need to call me and be available. I apologize if it goes off, but I know you're all as concerned as I am. So, are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
I have none.
Shane? Do you have any changes to the agenda?
No, I have none.
Okay. Meet with department heads and elected officials. Colin Gerst, IT.
Just keeping busy like always. I got back from our little ITAC convention last week, so had some pretty good networking up there with some different departments and that, OCIO and that. Went over some stuff. Right now we're just kind of playing catch up, and that's about it. Nothing else.
I got an email from the sheriff. He's out of town. We'll make the board meeting this morning. The jail population is at 70, with three adults and two juveniles out of county. The three out of county adults are due to a conflict and special requirements for one that we don't have an open cell to accommodate. Several will be heading out today as well. We will be finishing the fiscal year well under budget for out of county housing. I asked Charlie Walsh to serve on the compensation board again, and he is on the agenda for reappointment. We are well underway for development and training on the new record management computer-aided dispatch system, and so far it's going well, and we are very happy with the process. No other major news from the sheriff's office. Rodney Gleese for maintenance.
Good morning. Just really busy. I have an agenda item this morning.
Thank you. Jared Lassiter, land use.
Kind of the same there, keeping busy in general. We got a few subdivisions up for review, and I got one on the agenda for today, so I don't have anything else to report.
Thank you, Jared. Lisa Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney.
It's judges conference this week, so we're actually enjoying a week of getting things done. Other than that, nothing new to report.
Terry Johnson, Des Moines County Auditor.
Good morning. It must be the time of year for all kinds of conferences. Sarah and I are going to be leaving this afternoon to go to the auditor's conference, and we'll be gone the rest of the week. So that's all I have to report.
Drive careful.
Supply line.
Chris Lee, Conservation.
Things are going good. Parks are busy despite the heat. We'll remind folks that we are inside the 2-week window now for getting a spot for 4th of July, and so we will expect the parks to fill up fairly quick. So if you want to get a camp spot and you don't have a reservation, I suggest getting there soon. Otherwise, just stay on top of maintenance and busy crowds.
Thanks, Chris. Ken Heinemann, Community Services.
Good morning. I missed the SEAL meeting last week, but I did hear that we need a contract with the hospital for SEAL. So we're looking into, I've been...
The Great River?
Southeast Iowa.
Southeast Iowa Medical Center.
So we're looking into either a simple inpatient contract. Most people are served through Medicaid and it wouldn't be used that much, but either through them or through Ottumwa Regional, we just need to put something in the books that we have a contract with one of the hospitals nearby. I know many of our people from Fairfield in our region go to Ottumwa Regional, so that'd be another option.
So you just need a some sort of a contract with some hospital?
Yeah, with some hospital. And since MHI used to be a contracted service too, that would have covered it too if yeah. MHI and Mount Pleasant were still here, but.
We've got a contract for 23 hour with the Tomah Hospital, don't you?
Yeah, they're with South, okay, what's the name? Okay, we do have one in Atumwa for 23 hour observation and holding.
That doesn't count.
But I get Ryan saying that we always thought that you just had to have proximity to a hospital and didn't even need a contract. But now Ryan's saying she's hearing that we probably should have a contract. So that's what we're working on now.
Would be nice if we could get 23 hour from Southeast Iowa.
Yeah, yeah. We asked them for a year if they could create that. They didn't want to do that. So we'll see what we can get.
Okay. Thanks, Ken.
Yep.
Janelle Nally on West Des Moines County. Excuse me. Janelle Nally on
West Des
Moines County.
It's all good. we had our annual tax sale yesterday. There were 1,365 bidders, and out of 473 parcels, 405 were sold, and that total amount resulted in $369,370, or $370,000. And I would like to thank Colin for getting everything set up in here for that yesterday for me. But other than that, we'll start getting those notification letters out by the end of this week. So everything went off fine. There were no issues or problems.
Good. Janelle, did I hear you right? There's 1,365 bidders?
Yes.
Wow. A lot of interest. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Is that a lot higher than usual?
It is now that I'm doing it online. You've got a lot of companies that come in there and have lots of entities underneath of them that bid on that too.
Okay.
So.
Thank you.
But we have locals that were also awarded some certificates, so that's good.
Sure, I'm a vague budget director. I'm guessing you're here for the budget amendment.
You're guessing correctly. I have two agenda items.
Okay. Natalie Steffner, Des Moines County Recorder.
Good morning. We had recorder school last week in Decorah, and the DNR was there, I guess, via Zoom. Not much to say about the OHV ruling. They were supposed to meet Friday afternoon with their attorneys and law enforcement. So we'll wait to see what they say to give us any guidance of any changes in the registrations for those.
Thank you, Natalie. Krista Pogomala, Public Health Director.
Good morning. We've been keeping busy at our office. We've been at the farmers market every week, just doing some education. And last weekend we were at Juneteenth doing COVID and flu vaccines. And we'll be at Pride Fest this weekend, also doing COVID and flu vaccines. So just a lot of outreach.
Krista. Angie Vaughn, safety.
Good morning. I really don't have anything much going on, just keeping busy and had some interesting couple weeks, but we're all good.
Good. Becky, I suspect you're here filling in for Mr. Carter in secondary roads.
I am, yeah. Maybe one more week yet, but then you'll get to see him. But I just gonna update you that Upper Flint, they hope it will be open in about 3 weeks or maybe a little less. So they should be doing their second pour later this week. And then they have shouldering to do. And so they're making good progress there. And then otherwise I have an approval of a contract for a bridge later on, and I will fill you in on that then.
So, thank you.
You're welcome.
You guys look good on camera. I suspect I don't have to tell either of you gentlemen that if you have anything you want to say, you'll chime right in.
We appreciate that, but I forgot to put my makeup on this morning.
Using a filter?
Shane's got shades on, so. Okay, well, it's a little lonely up here, but. We'll
hey, I did that for two or three weeks in a row, so you can't complain at all.
You did, so I can too.
Sounds good.
Either of you gentlemen have any correspondence?
I have none.
Okay. We will proceed to discussion and vote. We have a public hearing on the fiscal 22 budget amendment.
Move to go on to public hearing.
Sarah.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes. Is there any public comment? Well, I'll tell you, let's do this first. If there's anybody watching online, you may email the Board of Supervisors at board@dmcounty.com. That's board, board@county.com. Or you may call 319-753-8203, extension 4.
12 midnight.
Excuse me. This Tom? Ma'am, I'm going to have to call you back. I apologize. That's why. Well, I didn't recognize the number.
Yeah, you never know.
Okay. Anyway, so.
Public hearing.
And if, yeah, or you may call 319-753-8203, extension 4, if you have any comments regarding the fiscal 22 budget amendment. And while we wait, anybody in attendance have any comments on the budget amendment?
You want me to explain okay. What this is?
What?
Okay, so the auditor...
Just a second. Have you received any emails?
Nope.
Okay, go ahead.
The auditor is requesting $45,900 for the medical examiner budget. $28,000 of that would be for additional autopsies, $13,000 for funeral home charges, $4,000 for medical examiner fees, $650 for jurisdiction declined, and $250 for MEI fees in county. There's been an increase in autopsies. I think Carl and I kind of looked over what they've turned in, and a lot of them are people that are younger, and I think the code requires that they have autopsies. So that's, I think, the majority of this is from, and Lisa's shaking her head, yes, that's, she understands what's going on.
One of those expenses we have no control over. We pay those costs by statute, so it doesn't matter what it is.
And the last time we did the amendment, we thought we had it covered.
Yeah, and it wasn't enough.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, whoa. We're seeing a lot more overdoses.
Yeah.
And so those require autopsy.
Same opioids?
Variety, combination thereof. We had one just recently where I think they were like 10 times the screening rate on pretty much everything you could imagine. So.
Oh boy.
We've also seen a lot of alcohol intoxication deaths too, more than I've ever seen over the last few years. It was one just that came through the other day. It was 486, which is dead.
Yes.
Do either of you gentlemen have any comments regarding the budget amendment?
Nope, it's just thank Cheryl for what she does for us.
I'll second that.
Okay. All right, it doesn't look like we have any comments. I need a motion to close the budget hearing, or the public hearing.
Move to go on to public hearing.
Second. Sarah?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes. Okay, I need a motion to approve the fiscal 22 budget amendment.
Second.
Sarah?
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes. we have a resolution to approve the fiscal 23 appropriations. We have a budget, but we can't spend anything until we approve the appropriations. We don't pass these. Tell me if I say anything wrong. Cheryl, is it, we don't pass these at the same time we pass the budget, because included in our budget are like the SEAL region and other entities for which we are the fiscal agent. So anyway, the total appropriation is $48,666,027. And again, it includes Southeast Iowa Link and E911 GIS. So I would entertain a motion to approve that appropriation.
I will move to approve the appropriation 22-044.
Sarah.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes. Okay, we have a resolution regarding compensation for the MEIs, the medical examiner investigators, regarding jurisdiction decline compensation. Whereas according to the Iowa Administrative Code 641-127.7 paragraph 5, county medical examiner investigator fees are paid by the county of appointment or by the county of the decedent's residence. The Des Moines County Board of Supervisors establishes the compensation fees for the Des Moines County Medical Examiner Investigator cases within Des Moines County. Whereas the Board of Supervisors wish to increase the per decedent rate in jurisdictional declines cases in which a CMI is contacted and required to fill out JD documentation for the state medical examiner. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors that effective July 1st, 2022, the CME1 compensation fee for JD cases will be increased to $75 per case. I would entertain a motion. I'm sorry. Would we get a motion in a second?
I think Shane. Did Shane first?
Go again.
Right. I move to approve the resolution.
I second that.
Thank you. Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes. And we have a resolution approving of the Fosdick addition. I believe this would be you, Jerry.
Yep. It's a minor subdivision located just north of Dodgeville on Iowa City Road. It's simpler than it looks. Initially, the shape of the lot is a little strange, but really all that's going on here is that this piece, so it's got two spots where it has frontage on the road, and then it wraps around the back of an existing lot. So it's actually just meant to enlarge that existing lot, which contains a house and some ag buildings. The reason it simply requires a subdivision, since the ordinance indicates that anything where a lot is going to be enlarged by more than double of its original size, that would constitute a subdivision. So the intent here is primarily to add an additional building specifically for, it sounds like for maintenance of ag equipment, which would be at the north end of the lot. It's basically increased the total size from 2.5 acres, adding 3 additional acres to that. And it's actually just transferring between a corporation, corporate entity that the owner of the home is involved with to himself. So it's not really, technically it's not, I don't have any major change in terms of how that land is owned and maintained, just in name. So in terms of comments received, the health department did coordinate with the owner on there would be a new septic needed for that building, given the distance away from the house, that they would have a bathroom on in the building. So they have been, the sanitarian has been on the site to do some tests, and we're still working on the exact details, but it looks like it'd be fine to be able to have a system installed on the lot as platted. And then with secondary roads, confirmed that the owner is interested in having an additional entrance added at the north end for that new building. Secondary roads indicated that a new entrance would be allowed. However, this is a unique situation where the gravel on Iowa City Road runs out right at the last driveway for the grain bins on the little lot here. So it's a Class B road to the north of that. And so it was just indicated that if the owner was interested in having that gravel extended, that would be a matter that they would have to pursue with secondary roads, and it wouldn't just be automatic because of the subdivision. So, but bottom line, an entrance would be allowed there regardless. So with all of that, we'd recommend approval of positive condition. Okay.
Thank you, Jared.
Motion to approve.
Sarah.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. I'll get this signed in. Okay. Approval of a contract for the Des Moines County Highway 99 Bridge. Is anybody interested in hearing all the numbers? It's a swap project. No, not here to comment about that to Brian. But anyway, so are these the bids?
Those were the bids, yes.
Anyway,
the DOT.
So Iowa Bridge and Culvert was the low bidder at $1,406,193.58. Godbertson Smith Construction and Subsidiaries was second at $1,661,845.95. Taylor Construction was third at $1,709,566.51. And Brandt Construction and Subsidiaries,
$1,930,984.
So, looks like you got a good bid.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would entertain a bid. I would entertain a resolution to approve that, or a motion to approve that contract.
So moved.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell. Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. Lease with the Cottonwood Care Facility with Hope Haven Development. Rodney, would you like to address this?
Oh, good morning. This is just an annual lease that we have with Hope Haven for the Cottonwood Care Facility. It's pretty much the same thing we've had the last several years. Just a few minor wording changes in there.
I can't hear. You can speak up, I think.
Just a few minor wording changes in there. Otherwise, everything's the same that's been the last several years. It's $20,000 annually for the for the lease agreement. Cheryl's here if you have any questions. Otherwise, everything seems to be going well, so we would recommend approval.
Cheryl, did you have any comments you'd like to make?
No, just to thank you, and we want to continue with using it, so we appreciate having that space.
Okay. So. Entertain a motion to approve the lease.
All right, so moved.
Sarah.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell. Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Thank you, Cheryl.
We have a previously mentioned appointment to the Des Moines County Compensation Board. I am interested in serving a four-year term on the Des Moines County Compensation Board as representative for the sheriff. If approved, the term will expire July 1st, 2026. Thank you. Charles L. Walsh, Bremerton, Iowa.
Move to approve.
Sarah.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes. We have accounts payable claims in the amount of $714,996.78.
Move to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes. We have a cigarette permit for the River Mart. I have not heard anything, any concerns from the sheriff, so.
Move to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes. We have two personnel actions. We have one for conservation. Harrison Beating, part-time technician, resignation, effective June 17th, 2022.
Move to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes. We have one for the Correctional Center, Angela Schertz, a full-time correctional officer. Three unpaid days, July, June 26th, 28th, and 29th.
Move to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McKinnon.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes. We have reports. We have the sheriff's report of fees collected for May 2022. Or the clerk's report, clerk of court's report of fees paid for the collected for May 2022. And the sheriff's monthly report for May 2022. Both these reports will be on file in the auditor's office and available for public review at your convenience. We have minutes for the regular meeting of June 14th, 2022.
Move to approve. Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. Any other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items. We should have two insurance.
Yes, next week.
I'm
over here, Tom.
For next week. That's all I've got. Committee reports. I attended a COBCO meeting. We went through some plan updates, re-elected officers, and I attended a Greater Brilliant Partnership meeting this morning. We had a presentation on housing surveys by from Zach James of Southeast Iowa Regional Planning Corporation. Public input. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, you may email the Board of Supervisors at board@dmcounty.com. That's B-O-A-R-D at dmcounty.com. Or you may call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. Give you a couple minutes to initiate that email or call. In the meantime, are there any comments from the those in attendance? Rodney.
I did have one thing I forgot. We had the jail inspector out at the jail last week. Everything went well, so.
He sent a nice email. Delbert Longley, I believe his name is. He's he's the only jail inspector they have for all 99 counties.
It was, this is the first one, I think, the with COVID and stuff, they kind of just did kind of talked the last couple years. Sorry. So this is the first site visit he's done in the last 2 years, I believe, with COVID going on. So, like I say, everything went fairly well. A few minor things, but nothing really stood out.
I was going to read that during correspondence, and I didn't. And so anyway, it's the Des Moines County Jail was inspected on June 15th, 2022 by the Iowa Department of Corrections as required by Iowa Code Section 356 to ensure compliance with Chapters 201-50 of the Iowa Administrative Code. The inspection included an examination of staff training records, required documentation, and prisoner files. Des Moines County Jail is in compliance with Chapter 50 Iowa Jail Standards. Requested documentation was readily available for inspection. I wish to express my appreciation to Jail Administrator Doug Irvine and his entire staff for their assistance and cooperation during the inspection. Sincerely, Delbert Longley, Chief Jail Inspector. They don't usually send a nice compliments in those that I've ever seen, so that's nice. Any other comments? Either you, gentlemen, or both of you say aye, we're adjourned.
Aye.
We're adjourned. I will check my email to see if.
Hey, Ben. I want to thank you for